This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 25th, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Good afternoon from San Antonio. I'm Jeff Nally. Casey Means' Senate confirmation hearing today included a conversation about glyphosate. Means was asked if she agreed with scientific research that the herbicide is harmful to humans. Means echoed Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s recent statement that suddenly removing glyphosate from farmers' toolboxes would be a bad move. Means says she has had significant concerns about many of the environmental chemicals used in our agriculture system and said she believed the cumulative impact on health should be further studied. But she continued saying, quote, "We are in a very complicated moment for agriculture and food. We cannot overturn the entire agriculture system overnight. That would hurt farmers. It would hurt food prices." Alexandra Dunn, CEO of CropLife America here at Commodity Classic, says the key to farm chemical use is following the label.
What we always say is that all pesticides can be used safely when used according to the label. We are in a convention center full of responsible growers who read labels and who use their products responsibly. And so that's what this is all about. There's so much good happening out there, and it's all about responsible use of the resources, the soil, the land.
Carrie Vollmer Sanders with Field to Market says there's a more informed consumer base that is questioning the food production system.
What's been happening is we're focused more on how food is produced now, not just how it's processed, but how it's produced. And that's done a great thing for us as farmers. When we think about how we take care of our soils, we could, in fact, get paid for what's happening on the ground and how we're taking care of our soils, not just how much and how fast we're producing the food. And so that's one of the things that we at Field to Market want to help do is, one, get more funding back to farmers for what they're doing on the landscape, not just the food they're producing, but the impact they're having in the air and the water and with their neighbors.
In other news, Natasha Cox with Farm Credit Mid-America says the farm economy is holding on, but there are a number of challenges.
Our portfolio has almost 98% acceptable credit quality at Farm Credit Mid-America. And so while producers continue to suffer from the impacts of declining prices, increasing input cost, interest rates that, continue to be impactful. You know, still well below 20-year averages, but Jeff, it's impactful. As debt rises and you pay more interest for it, those fundamentals don't feel good on your balance sheet and your cash flow as well. Volatile trade dynamics, all of that are impacting it.
Cox says Washington can either act to improve the structure of the farm economy or ultimately will need to provide additional support for farmers.
We're continuing to see liquidity erode on the balance sheet. So our pre-pandemic liquidity that we brought into 2020 is beginning to erode aggressively. Balance sheets are propped up by real estate values that may also be being impacted by the halo effect of urban sprawl. And so when we sit there and we talk to those in Washington, we'd say it really depends on how successful we're going to be at moving the pile globally and reducing the global balance sheet and also helping our producers gain control of input expenses on the farm. And if we can't do those two things pretty quickly, we're going to need some help at the farm gate.
Finally, corn growers took to their phones today to send Congress a message. No more excuses on E15. Delegates meeting with the National Corn Growers Association took a break so members could call their representatives and express impatience with a lack of progress in passing legislation to allow year-round nationwide sales of higher ethanol fuel blends known as E15. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at cpda.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.